Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, and a fuck you if you're sleeping. That one's directed at Mr. Joey Capel. We're back. It's the International Punk Supply Radio Show, the only radio show dedicated to bringing you the greatest, greatest punk hits. Today with me is the one and only DJ Cat Plaza.
Hey!
The Chilean Hammer, Mr. Diego.
What's up?
And me, Mr. Hollywood. Just getting off the streets of L.A., canvassing for L.A.'s future rich mayor, Rick Caruso, who wants
to get rid of the Caruso street team.
Oh, my God.
You're on the train at the Galleria, baby.
What a fucking joke this guy is.
That's actually the job I got when I get out there, man.
We were at a farmer's market not too long ago, and there was this dude that was all up in Trump Get Out talking about Rick Caruso and how everyone's got to vote for Rick Caruso because he's going to solve the L.A. problem. It's a bunch of bullshit. I also forgot to say that the one unity thing we have in common here is that we are all either named some form of Patrick or born from a man named Patricio.
Some sort of Patrick. Patricio, what's up?
How are you guys doing today?
Yo, I don't work for the next 3 weeks. Not really, so it's fucking woo!
Life is good. Life I don't start good. Work until noon, so I'm good. I'm here.
I don't work today. My day off.
Oh, man.
But I do have to go to the DMV.
Unifying theme, really being
men of leisure. Like yeah.
I wish I was a man of leisure right now, today. I got errands, I got chores.
Yeah, like recording this show.
Voting for Rick Caruso, that's on there,
oh,
obviously.
Yeah. We just need a businessman because that's like we're a business of a country. We need a businessman in office, solve our problems.
That's right. You know what I mean? That's very true. I think the one thing that we should let the audience know from the get out is that this podcast is very pro-capitalism.
We're pro business, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Small yeah, business, because, especially.
Oh, small businesses. You know, the small businesses out there, I mean, they're struggling, right, Pat?
No, we're doing well. I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway.
Yeah, I walked into Pat's store the other day, and they don't do much, and they make a lot of money. It's kind of fucked up.
That's right. That's how fine garments stores work. They don't do much but making money hand over fist.
I'll sell a guy a couple shirts, and that's my day.
There you go. Hey, there's no better day than that.
I agree.
Diego, what did we just hear?
We just listened to a song off the tour tape by Truth Cult. Truth Cult are from Baltimore, I think? Yeah. Me and Cat Plaza saw them the other day.
Sure did.
They're playing with Ikulu.
Oh, really?
Fucking sick band.
Yeah, they were awesome. Ooh.
Who? Truth Cult
both,
or Ikulu?
Both bands. Truth Cult, I'd only sort of checked out, but they kind of blew me off the water, man.
Yeah, we knew that Ikulu was going to be great, but Truth Cult, I'd never heard, and I was like, shit, this band rocks.
Yeah, this was really refreshing. I enjoyed this.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to say, I listened to their LP from 2 years ago. This track blew every song on that LP out of the water. They are making major moves. Love the sound. Yeah, I'm pumped. Can't wait for more Truth Cult.
Who else played this Ikulu show?
Distort was on it randomly, even though they'd already played Chicago like 2 days before that.
Yeah.
And then the other bands I got there too late for, so. Mm-hmm. I think a newer Chicago band called Home Invasion played, which they have a good demo. I remember what
great
like,
name for a band.
Like 80-82 USHC type shit.
Gotcha. Mm. I gotta say, Ikulu, I wanna like them, but they just don't, I don't know, it's missing me. That's fine.
Man. That's fine, but I'll just very disrespectfully disagree.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Shame on you.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all can go pound sand anyway.
I fucking will, bud.
So we got some tracks in store for y'all today. What do we got next?
The next is a song by the band Gel. The rest I'll talk about, you know, after.
All right, let's fucking kick it.
We'll be right back.
And we're back, right, Diego?
We're fucking back, baby.
Oh, not only are we back, but we have a special surprise. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to just name off the tracks, man.
Yeah. Do it.
After Gel, we heard Cat Burglars with She Came From the Internet. Then we had an old track from Manor Astro Man, 10 years after World War IV. And then brand new metal track from Zompantli with, hold on, Tlaskaltilitsli.
Yup.
That's right.
Making it easy for their fans.
Wait, that's the name of the record, but what's the name of the song?
Oh, wait, fuck. Tlatsintili.
Tlatsintili?
Close enough. I don't speak Nahuatl, do you?
Man, I gotta say, I always find those pronunciations very hard.
Yeah.
It's not hard. It's not hard for Spanish speakers either, man.
No. I gotta say, I'm gonna bring back a something from episode one. $20 spin. That's a top five record label. That's a top five. We had Fueled by Ramen, Epic, Matador.
Epic.
And running it out, pop. $20 spin.
I'll add Maverick, Madonna's label, because the Deftones are on there.
Interscope obviously comes to mind.
Wait, so Pat, let me ask you a question. All right, so $20 spin, it's in the top five. What are your top five $20 spin artists?
Don't know any off the top of my head. I like Dream Unending. They were great. Rot, or Genocide Pact. Is that what they're called? Yeah.
Tomb Mold are on there.
I can name bands.
Dude, that was good. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, man.
And you said there'd be no grindcore. There wasn't grindcore, but there were blast beats in there.
Yeah, I mean, originally, I was not even going to play this track. I had just the four tracks until our friend joined us recently, but he doesn't seem to be online at the moment.
Yeah, we did. I said we had a special surprise, but that person is now gone again. So anyway, the Cat Burglars, that was a nice kind of... I haven't listened to them, and I couldn't tell you how long.
A throwback.
Yeah, that was a true throwback for me, too. I was thinking about it the other day, about how fucking, not revolutionary, but visionary that song was about meeting someone off the internet. She sent me pictures, flattering pictures, incredible shit.
Yeah, just and then they had the song, they had that song Sex Tapes, which was like a nice 1-2 punch with that song, about how you end up looking like a fucking fool when you take sexy pics of yourself. So, man, they really...
They were a band ahead of their time for sure.
Yeah, I love them. Love them.
I remember playing a show with them like early on in the Boiling Over days, and I think it was like Weekend Nachos in Harm's Way, us and the Cat Burglars at the Subterranean maybe.
Mm.
And you know, like the Cat Burglars, obviously the odd band out kind of, but like you know, they came from the community, so to speak. But covered Can't Tell No One by Negative Approach. Dude, and like
it was so good.
That was fucking mayhem. It was awesome. And even better is that I ended up, I mean, I played a couple shows with the Cat Burglars, ended up working with Mike Conway a couple years ago. And like, you know, outside of small interactions at shows, had never really talked to him. And now I like was his boss. And he was like the most soft-spoken, sweet, kind man in the whole entire world. Shout out Mike Conway. Like not what I expected from his onstage persona.
Oh, he's a sweetheart. He's also a family man now.
Shout out to
all he does is post pictures of his two kids.
And the records he finds at Salvation Armies.
Yeah. Oh. I have his art hangs on my wall, you know, shout out Mike Conway.
Love the guitar work in that band. Like it was recorded well. I know the guitarist kind of probably, you know, it was like Ramon styled punk rock. So there's not a whole lot you could do, but he seemed like a very creative guitar playing with such a limited toolbox, so to speak. Like very catchy guitar work. I just think the world of the Cat Burglars.
Yeah. Also, shout out to Luca, the drummer, another homie.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yo, bands of real ones, what's up?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What do you want to say about Manor Astro, man? I liked them a lot when I was like 14, 15, because it was a weird, quirky band, and they had an association with Mystery Science Theater 3000. I don't know. They're fucking weird. They would send out groups of clones, so to speak, where they would have multiple versions of themselves playing at the same time.
Badass.
I saw them at the Touch and Go like festival. That was the first Negative Approach reunion. The first and there. Last.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, Joey's Joey. Hey, Joey's steal the fucking show.
Ooh, sorry about that, guys.
I don't know how you did it to wake up and go pod right after. Come on.
Yeah, I couldn't find my headphones either, so I'm using my wife's.
Oh, my God.
My wife. Whoa. My wife.
Can I get a load of this guy?
Oh, but I want to say one thing about Manor Astro, man. They played between Scratch Acid and mm-hmm. Big Black, and it was fucking great. I don't know. I was 19, I think. I was an idiot. Still am.
I liked it. It sounded like that band The Tornadoes, that old 60s band. It's like surf rock, but mixed in with a little bit of aggro, touch-and-go vibe. Yeah.
And sci-fi. Yeah.
And sci-fi.
And, well, lastly, Tom Bontley, man. It's like,
we already talked. Come on. Gel. Get it together.
Gel? Gel from New Jersey. Fucking incredible bed.
Oh, yeah.
I think I caught COVID from at New their Jersey? Show. Yeah. I think so.
Okay.
I think I caught COVID at their show. That's, you know, testament to how good they are.
Yeah, was it worth it?
The kids were really fucking going off, man, and that's why I went.
Joey, what'd you think of that track? Oh, wait, never mind.
Haven't heard it.
I have heard that band, and I like them. They kind of remind me of, like, Exit Order.
Oh, a little bit, but like maybe a little bit. A little heavier.
All right.
This has nothing to do with the band, but when I see the word gel, I think of gel pens, and, One time, a deal was brokered. This was sixth grade, wherein I received a purple gel pen in exchange for going out with a girl, like to say I was her boyfriend.
What color was it?
Oh, purple.
Purple. He just
yeah.
Oh fuck! I don't know, man. I'm stupid.
All right, top five gel pen colors. Go.
Oh, yo, purple. Pink. Fuck yeah. Gold is nice, like that shiny gold.
Ooh, I like that shit a lot. Like,
I've always liked brown.
Turquoise. I think turquoise is really good, too.
Yeah.
Were gel pens outlawed at your school for a while? I think they were outlawed at my school. Like, they were too much of a distraction.
They might have been by specific teachers or something. Maybe that one teacher that made me clean my desk after I wrote on it in front of the other kids to shame me. Fuck you, Miss Potterbaum.
Fuck you. And plus, he was just writing, like, how old were you at the time?
I was like 12.
Okay.
I was drawing little guys. I wasn't even writing anything.
Yeah.
They weren't even perverted guys. They were just like, oh.
Thanks for clearing the record.
This guy's fat. This guy's
I was drawing little guys over here.
Yeah. I was like, were you old enough to be drawing black flag bars on your desk yet?
No, I was not. I was like reading fantasy novels in class and shit.
No, if anything,
It would definitely be Korn first.
Yeah, it was the S.
The S. Or Korn, yeah. Korn's also a very good one.
The Rough Riders logo.
Yo. It was that year. It was that fucking year.
I know, because I put it on my binder in whiteout pen.
Nice.
Wow. Yep.
Nice.
I knew gel, a kid man. Who had, great band.
I knew a kid who had in gel pen on his little folder, he had Len, like Steal Your Sunshine. He did the logo and everything.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Shout out to Brent.
Shout out to Brent.
Nice.
Oh.
Did I miss it? Was Diego the first to go?
Diego was the first to go.
Yeah, and I played five songs,
He played a 30-minute block. No, it wasn't that long.
Five songs. All right, nice.
But
the songs were like a minute.
Now we're going to kick it over to Mr. Klaz over here.
Hey, okay. First song we're going to listen to is Dirtbag Transformation by a band that's kicking ass right now called Horse Girl. They just got a new LP out on Matador Records, top five label, and we're going to hear this track.
forget when we were, I guess, an empty continent. We stretched our necks to hear below the decks, but our fears were never real enough, so we would just project. There is no middle and the other side, we'd rather kill than compromise. There is no middle and the other side, we'd rather kill than compromise. Adjust your eyes to the light and let them roll with pride. Focus your mind on the fight and keep your hand in mine. In the hills of holiness already happening, rivers rounding ridges in our fingerprints. A love to see us overpowering, and ever since heaven sends sacraments with subtle hints. There is no middle and the other side, we'd rather kill than compromise. There is no middle and the other side, we'd rather kill than compromise. Adjust your eyes to the light and let them roll with pride. Focus your mind on the fight. Keep your hand in mine. Do you remember when we would forget? Stretched our necks to hear below the decks, but our fears were never real enough, so we would just project. Just your eyes to the light, let them roll with pride. Focus your mind on the fight and keep your hand in mine.
Wilco, baby. Wilco. Hints was the name of the song. Off their new album, Cruel Country, 21 tracks, double album. We also heard, what did we hear before that? We heard Horse Girl, and what'd you guys think of those tunes?
I haven't listened to the new Wilco. I like that song a lot.
Is that their
best? Is that their best song on the track, or the best track on the new album?
I can't weigh in on that yet, but it's the one that stood out immediately because it is very catchy. It's got a catchy chorus, got a really nice tempo, and it's the one I've played the most. So I'm going to go ahead and say yes, but that could change.
Yeah, I enjoyed the kind of twingy outro they had going on there too.
Yeah, how do you guys feel about Wilco? You guys care? Do you know him? Does it resonate?
I remember liking a song when I was in high school.
Okay.
I don't care for that shit. I don't know. It's not me.
That's okay.
I feel all that time with Latin sounds. And
when
shit.
You become but a I know dad, you do you'll too. Change your mind.
I will never become a father.
Joey, you're going to find out soon enough that when you have a baby, they hand you the new board, and then they immediately hand you a Wilco album.
It's like when you two downloaded a record immediately into your iTunes.
Yes.
It's just like in your brain.
I know people who still have that shit on their phone.
That's oh no!
So
wow!
I had to
deleted it right away. Oh, so bad. Yeah.
I remember looking up how to delete it, and I'm just like, just get this off my phone right away.
Yeah.
I am a fan of Wilco, though I haven't listened to anything recent whatsoever. I mean, I couldn't tell you the last record of theirs I listened to. But love, like, Being There and AM and Ghost is Born, all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
That was good. I mean, Tweety's voice is fantastic.
Yeah. Got a weathered, grizzled Chicago voice. That's how you end up sounding when you fucked around the city for that long.
Fucked around the city.
It's operationally defined, fucked around.
I can't actually do it. I can't. Let's move on. Let's move on to Horse Girl. How you feeling about Horse Girl?
I thought that was pretty strong, honestly.
Strong work, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. And apparently they're all like 19 years old, fresh out of high school.
High school.
Yeah, when I was 19, the only bands that I was ripping off were like Mest, Newfound Glory. It seems like they have digested 30 years of indie rock.
I think like being able to stay at home and actually for like a year did it to these kids, because like Gel are also like kids.
Yeah.
Hold on. Can I revisit something real quick?
Go ahead.
Said you were ripping off Mest. Now, was that in sound, ideology, or both?
Action.
It was going to be like, first of all, fashion. I had a big Cadillac belt buckle, had a trucker hat tilted to the side, and then the sound, undeniably great. So I was just harnessing that SoCal pop punk sound.
Okay, so weren't.
What about stabbing methods?
I was gonna say you weren't on the fringes of white power society.
And were you later extorted by a member of FSU?
I'm starting to realize that I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Pat, come on, man. Oh, wow.
I separate the art from the artist here, guys. What happened to Mest? Is a murderer in the band? Is that what we're like? What's going on?
Allegedly, right? I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We're not the jury. Okay.
You do know about the extortion part, right?
No, I have no idea.
The guy from Righteous Jams who was in FSU extorted the guy from Mest.
Oh, wow. And
went to jail for it.
Oh, my God.
Bro. What message boards were you reading?
I could have picked out any other pop punk band. I went with Mest, and now
you went with Blue Island Zone Mest.
Yeah, I. Oh wow,
dude, Blue Island is such a cool place. They also gave us Disturbed.
Wow. Anyway, back to Horse Girl. let's save Pat's clout real quick.
Yeah, please do. I don't know if I can. Yeah, I can't claw myself back from this one. Horse
that
Girl's
was a
great.
Nice song, man. It was a good song. I want to check out the rest of it.
It seems like they got some good momentum. People are writing them up, and they've got a tour coming, I bet. And
worked with Steve Shelley and Lee Ronaldo on that record too.
Oh hell yeah, that's
awesome.
That's wild.
Are they nepotism kids? Like, no hate if they are. Are they? Yo, it's a thing.
I don't know. Yeah, it is. It is. Not that I know of.
They may be from Chicago, but they're not from Blue Island. Tell you that much.
Yeah. It's very easy to get a record deal when you're from Blue Island.
Oh boy. All right. Well, let's move along. We have a track from the man Sam Stansfield off the record Extreme Falcon called Bad Invention.
Sam Stansfield.
We're going to kick it.
2, 3, 4. We'll be right back.
I saw you.
And we just heard The Mice with the track Felicia off of For Almost Ever. Before that, The Verlaines, Crisis After Crisis. And then starting that little bit off with Sam Stansfield. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yo, that Sam, was it Sam Stansfield?
Sam Stansfield.
Sam Stansfield.
Sam Stansfield. I love that fuzz, man. That's all I gotta say. Love the fuzz sound.
Really good fuzz. I was looking stuff up on that guy. Apparently, his album was mixed by John Hoffman. Not John Hoffman of Weekend Nachos, but John Hoffman of Vacation.
Oh, really? Yeah, he's an Ohio guy. North. And that's all I really know about him.
That song sounded like Tony Molina a little bit, and we all love him, so.
A little lo-fi GBV, too.
Yeah.
It was also short, like many Tony Molina songs, which I appreciated.
Yeah.
I much prefer Tony Molina's podcast appearances to his music. I like him talking about Cold as Life.
I love his podcast appearances, groan. But come on. Maroon.
Groan.
It's okay. Everyone has different opinions. We celebrate our differences, and we come together with our similarities.
Did you really expect Diego not to like Tony Molina talking about Cold as Life to his music?
Of,
I mean, it's
yeah. Fine. Well, yeah. I don't know. I mean, there's a little bit of I don't know. Whatever. I don't need to argue this one.
There's no argument. It's just a thing. It's an opinion.
And some opinions.
Tell me about the Verlaines. I don't know anything about that.
The Verlaines are a New Zealand band from Dunedin. That was actually off the Flying Nun Records. It was one of their first couple of releases after they found out about The Clean in Dunedin, the city of Dunedin. And they released what's called the Dunedin Double, which is a four-way split between the Verlaines, Sneaky Feelings, The Chills, and The Stones, not the Stones we're all familiar with.
Wait, that has nothing to do with Tom Verlaine of television?
Nothing.
What year are we talking here?
What year? 1982.
Wow. I was thinking this was what Tom Verlaine did after television, and I was like, oh yeah.
No, this is completely different. Completely different side of the world, too. It's interesting. I mean, that split is incredible. I think the Verlaines have the best side of all the four bands. But it's interesting because the Clean had such an impact on the local music scene that, like, you can hear it, the DNA in every single band that comes out of there.
Mm.
Like, kind of the Clean, like, had a penchant for writing, like, these, like, five-minute sprawling instrumental songs that are jangly and dancing. You can kind of hear that in that song too.
When you guys have recorded splits, and I think you all have, is the goal to have the better side? Is that the only
you want to win.
Blow the other band out of the fucking water, otherwise
it's a competition.
What's your most one-sided record that you own? That's that Lemuria. What's that band? Kind of like Spitting. Is that what it is?
Oh yeah,
that's
the
most one-sided. The other fucking band, Lemuria, is good.
I like the other side of that.
That's, you know, it's opinions, right?
Wait. Who did Lemuria do a split with?
Kind of like Spitting. They were like I think they were like a Long Island band or something.
Oh,
like
sure.
The answer to this question is definitely the Get Up Kids versus Coalesce, to throw it back.
Bringing it back.
Wow. Let's talk about opinions. Wait, before the rest of you guys go, I looked up how to say the name of that city. Here you go.
Yep.
Did you hear it?
No.
Oh, sorry. It's a Kiwi guy going, Dunedin.
Oh, okay. Dunedin.
Anyway, yeah.
I was gonna say it sounds like the Dunedain, which is from Lord of the Rings.
It looks like that. Also, I'm sure it actually physically looks like it, as that's where it was shot.
Wild.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's cool. Okay.
To go back to that split question, I mean, like, the thing that comes to mind is the Leatherface Hot Water Music split, and that's not to shit on Hot Water Music as much as it is to just say that That Leatherface side of that split is just so fucking good.
Well, let's throw it back even
I've never heard that.
Further no. to another.
I know you've made that a point a million times that you've never really listened to Leatherface.
Let's throw it back even further to another episode, the Hot Water Music Echoline Trio split.
No. I won't. No. I won't allow it. You're going to say Hot Water Music dusted Alkaline Trio on that split?
I wouldn't say they... I know, I won't say they dusted them. I will say they edged out the competition just slightly.
This is not about... That's not the conversation. We're talking about Stompe. We're talking about a blowout victory.
Okay, Born Against versus Screeching Weasel. Obviously Born Against.
Screeching Weasel.
Oh, the Screeching Weasel side is so much better. Just kidding.
Do you guys know the...
The Spaz 25 to Life split.
Ooh, yeah. Do you guys know the Matt Skiba, Kevin Second split?
I do.
I know of it. I can't remember it.
Skiba just trounces Kevin Seconds on that one.
Yeah, Kevin Seconds' solo shit is not very good.
Yeah. Oh, man. There's probably a lot of instances. We should return to this conversation sometime.
You can do a bracket.
Do your research. Yeah, do your research. Come back.
Only splits.
Yeah.
Right.
Only songs from splits.
Okay. And what'd you guys think of the mice?
I love the mice.
Yeah.
That was cool. It was cool.
I was not too into it. I don't know what it was.
Boiler.
On our last early LP, Ohio shit.
On our last LP, Boiler Man covered Not Proud of the USA.
Oh, that song is so good.
Oh, rad. Good title. Yeah.
I probably should have played that, but I like Felicia, too.
Yeah, we play it, like, way faster, too.
Yeah.
Yo, that's crazy. I'm just kidding. That's so wild.
That's what we do.
Can't believe it.
Boilerman played songs fast? What?
I sped shit way the fuck up.
Yeah. It was good. I'm going to check more out.
Yeah, Pat, I think you'd like them. I think you'd like the guy, Mr. Crisp, mentioned this in our chat, that his Bill Fox's later like solo stuff is something that would be certainly up your alley.
Oh, that's who that guy is. Okay, mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, Mr. Crapple, Mr. Little Tokyo, what do we got?
All right, so I decided to do a block of rock of bands that I saw while I was recently in America. I was recently in America, and when I got back, I was jet lagged, and that's why I was late, because I fell asleep waiting for this to start.
You see?
Exactly.
Joey's just very tired because he was pledging allegiance every morning.
Yeah, he got back into the swing of freedom.
I had to wake up at the ass crack of dawn to say hello to the morning. I don't know. Okay. I saw Dark.
Joke landed.
Yeah.
How about we play the track and then you can tell us about it?
Well, we'll play two tracks and then we'll talk about it, okay?
Okay.
This first song is I Get by Dark Thoughts.
Mama don't love me no more. She said I done all I can do. Said instead of the hospital ward, I should have been born in a suit. Can't blame her for what she's done, you know she did her best for me. Can't help it if her only son was born D-U-M-B. I don't care.
everybody, welcome back. That was Generación Suicida with Desaparecer, and before that was Dark Thoughts with I Get By. I saw them with Diego at Cobra Lounge in Chicago, everyone's favorite Chicago venue, on Thursday, one of the first Thursday I was back in the States. And it was a great show, and I really like both of those bands, so I was really glad to go back and see them, and I'm friends with the folks in Dark Thoughts, so it was great to see them. What do you guys think about those bands?
I enjoyed
everyone shout at once.
Yeah, I enjoyed Dark Thoughts. That was great.
Yeah, nice tune.
I enjoyed most of that set from the toilet, which was unfortunate for me. You know, sometimes you eat bad stuff.
Oh, you were literally on the can listening.
That's
to
right.
That.
I could hear it.
Oh, whoa! So this whole time you were telling us that you were on the roof looking out for a certain someone. You were really in the toilet.
Oh,
I was scared shitless. What else can I say?
Shitless. Ooh,
nice. Nice. There was a. So wait, you were like, because you could probably hear it pretty well.
You could hear it.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, at least that's Cobra Lounge has that going for it.
I wish they had that thing where they would like record it and broadcast it to the rest, like they do at comedy clubs.
You like a Cubs game or something?
Yeah,
They've got it. Yeah, they've got TVs in the back bathroom, and you know you can
don't miss
along.
A beat.
Right. Oh my god! Wait! Do you remember the Arabian Nights venue that would broadcast bands while they played on the opposite side of the wall?
Of course, man. 63rd and
is that you talking about Downers Grove? That venue?
Yeah.
It's Willowbrook, isn't it?
It's definitely not Downers, but yeah.
63rd and Clarendon Hills Road.
Whoa!
I saw Joey's band Mark My Words cover Youth of Today at that. Venue.
Guess what? Pet Me Too.
We were there together. Okay, and then it was. We saw some bands there. Saw some fucking bands.
Fear and the Proud play.
Oh wow.
And
you called me that day. I was not at the show because I went to see Seo George. You know the guy from The Life Aquatic, the guy that sang all the David Bowie songs.
Did he cover Youth of Today?
He covered Youth of Today. he covered Only Potential Friends, which was a nice touch in Portuguese.
Amigos.
He
sings in Portuguese.
Amigos potenciais. I've been taking Duolingo Portuguese.
Oh, okay.
I haven't, though.
Yeah, neither have I.
Pat, what were you going to say before I cut you off?
I don't know if I had anything. It was that was a pretty fundamental venue for us Western suburban kids. We were there. It really wasn't much of a venue. It was really just like, it was a horse barn. It was a weird
I think that was the only show I ever saw there.
Yeah,
I think I went to like a dance there once.
That's sick.
My
we
church
revive it and have Horse Girl play.
Oh,
nice.
We went with a couple church circle. Dances.
Nice. Joey, I have a question for you. So, okay. Dark Thoughts are definitively what we would call Capelcore. Mm-hmm. What else would be top tier Capelcore?
I don't know. You tell me. You're the one that came up with the name.
Marked Men.
Ooh, yeah, sure.
Yep, that's right.
Sure. Definitely the Marked Men.
And anything that Jeff Burke has done, I guess if you could also say like the Chinese Telephones.
Oh, yeah.
That's a Capelcore band. Yes, that's
pretty much
anytime
so.
You mention them, my eyes would glaze over.
Yeah, just dead inside.
It's like that Ramones Descendants kind of sound, but maybe a little bit more aggressive.
Yeah.
Or a little more raw.
Yeah,
that's fair. I go hard for that, and I don't hide it.
You ride hard, ride hard for your team.
I guess like Mass Hysteria is
that band rocks though. So
yeah, I think Mass Hysteria is a step aside from that. They're a little.
Oh come on! Just because you like it
like,
so
we
much?
Like that one.
Yeah. So the defining characteristic of Capelcore is that it's bad, but Joey likes it. Is that what?
Pretty much.
It's not even bad though. That's the thing. I don't
believe in guilty pleasures. Okay, you like what you like. I like Celine Dion. You like Dark Thoughts. Everyone's different.
Well, Generación Suicida is taken from a Vicious song.
Oh, is it really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's Suicidal Generation. That's like, dude. I mean, they are very clearly, especially early on, like just riding hard for that band and anything that dude did.
One thing I got to mention about seeing Generación Suicida, I've seen them before, but seeing them this time, they just, the Mexican-American kids, Latin kids in Chicago, they fucking love them. They were taking pictures with them. Kids wearing, like, Smashing Pumpkins and, like, Jack Daniels t-shirts.
Fuck yeah. Where are they from?
L.A.
Okay.
Oh, Hollywood, California.
All right.
A little more east than that.
I bought a t-shirt, West. And they were sold out of, like, most good sizes, and so I think I have a double XL. But I saw...
You'll grow into it. Don't worry.
Yeah, I saw
that dad bod approaching.
Who bought a shirt and then went around and asked all the members to sign the shirt.
Oh, that's awesome. That's so sweet, though. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's great. Yeah, and I mean, and they were all about it. Like they were like super, super chill. Just like the entire band was hanging around the merch table, just like talking to people. So I appreciate that a lot.
Shout out to them. They sound, it's a good track. I was thinking about this when I was listening. When a song or band performs in a language that you don't know, is it intriguing? Does it kind of take you out of it? Is it neutral? What do you think about that?
I think as I have gotten older, I think it has become a little more intriguing. I think when I was younger, I always listened to the words a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And as I got older, I've appreciated more the melody.
He cares less for the content of the song.
I think this fundamentally goes to the thing, though, that some people hear the words first and some people hear the music first.
Yeah.
And I'm a music person and I didn't speak English fluently till I was 9.
Right.
So, I listened to lots of songs that I didn't know what the fuck they were saying. It didn't matter. So,
for sure.
So, for me, I've always lived that. So, it's neutral, I guess.
I think it depended on the... it might be neutral for me. It depended on the band. Like, Mass Hysteria took me a long time to get into because I was like, I don't know what's going on here. What are they singing about?
Is it actually, that's the same. Especially because I was, coming from, knowing the vicious before.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, why doesn't he just sing in English?
Well, I frequently don't know what people are saying and when I understand the words. I have to be reading the lyrics.
Yeah.
A lot of the time, unless they're being very, very clear. So
maybe it was just really stupid too, because I was coming from listening to grindcore where you can't hear anything that they're saying anyway, so it doesn't really fucking matter.
That's true.
Man, I wish this were more like grindcore. You could really understand.
I only like to listen to my grindcore when they sing in English.
That's right. Let's have a 45 minutes on Hope Landick, Sigur Rós.
Oh, I'm in.
All right. So this is also kind of this last thing that I think is going to close us out is... another maybe Joey or Capelcore band. And the reason I chose this was because I saw two members of this band play a show on the Canal in Chicago. And that was Brian Welch and Nick Donahue playing in their new band called Consensus Madness with Sarah. And they were really fucking great, but I was just thinking when I was there, I was like, they don't have any recordings yet, and so I'm gonna go back and listen to This Is My Fist. And I don't think that either of them were on this record or any records, but they played live when Annie moved back to Chicago, and I fucking love This Is My Fist. Are you guys familiar with This Is My Fist?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
No.
This is on a split on No Idea Records with the Marked Men, and I think This Is My Fist side blows the Marked Men side out of the water.
Ooh.
Tie it all back, baby.
Yeah. So this song is All That Is Wrong by This Is My Fist.
And we'll see y'all everybody. Next time. Goodbye.
Bye. I'll be on time. Bye-bye. Next time.
Yeah, okay. We'll see.
Bye.